Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Curtis in Virginia. If you just joined us, George Norrie is coming up, and I will get to these callers. I want to hear from you, so I gave the number out, but then time runs out. He was bringing up a concern about free market capitalism. Look, what we have now is a crony, insider, cartel, mafia system. Okay? So that's what I'm talking about here. We're talking about a very corrupt system. And so I'm just trying to educate folks about the current system. And then I'd like to get back to a private property and state sovereignty and absolute liberty for everybody as long as you don't hurt anybody. And obviously, you can't just like get rid of the Federal Reserve. The globalists are going to come back over and over again. They've got to be arrested. They've got to be tried. They've got to be punished because they've got to have their wealth taken away. Now, that's not socialism. I'm talking about criminals. The globalists have to be dealt with because they've stolen all this stuff. But the question is then, if you gave all that stolen wealth to a government, it's going to set up a new tyranny. So we're in a pickle. I mean, what's your view on that, Curtis?
I totally agree. I'm pulled back to some of your past videos where you interviewed an economic hitman, you know, and you talk about, and he talks about how they go into other countries and they steal the resources and all that in the name of capitalism and how they spread corporate agendas around the world. That's part of the problem as well. I see the Federal Reserve as a tool for a corrupt form of capitalism and free market. So what I'm saying is we have to get rid of the Federal Reserve based on what you just said, but at the same time, we have to redefine what our economic system should be once we get rid of that. If not, we're going to still manipulate, we're still going to control, and we're still going to destroy other countries.
Well, look, it's like Ron Paul says, the globalist, the Anglo-American establishment, whatever you want to call it, and people always email saying, that means white people. No, it means England and the U.S. That's what the globalists call it, the Anglo-American establishment. That's what they call the big oil company in Iran that England ran was Anglo Oil. But the issue here is they have an attitude of conquering, of dominating. They do that to us domestically. We pay for the empire. We don't benefit from it. And so we got to get past that idea as well. And we got to realize, like Ron Paul says, be friends with people, trade with them. Most countries actually want to be friends and want to trade and want to have business. Now, the Soviets were this evil empire that we had to organize against, but it turns out the globalists, the banksters, were actually funding that to create this threat so they could build basically the same thing over here. The globalists know how to manipulate and finance both sides. And so I think more importantly than anything is an awareness of history and global systems being taught to the general public, real history being taught. It's exciting. It's addictive. That is a total shield. Thomas Jefferson said, to paraphrase him, educate the general public in history and in basic liberties, and tyranny will, you know, vanish like phantoms at dawn. The guy searched Thomas Jefferson quote, phantoms at dawn, and then that'll bring the full quote up. Thank you. I want to give the exact quote because I kind of butchered it. So, look, I'm just trying to move away from the globalists totally taking over and pointing out their system's bad and giving some general ideas of liberty. But, yes, we need to have a debate about what we want to replace it with as well, sir.
I totally agree. And my biggest concern is that we accomplish some of the things that we go after, and then it just metamorphoses into something else.
That's what always happens. I mean, look, the fight against evil is always ongoing. People always think in history, well, we overthrew this tyranny, we overthrew the czars, now we've got the Bolsheviks. So, yeah, most of the time a revolution makes it worse. The bankers admit that they use revolutions. Let everybody tear everything up and then come in and take over afterwards. So, yeah, we're walking a tightrope here, brother. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he is the second most listened to radio talk show host in the world. 16 million on terrestrial radio, a couple million more on the internet and XM, Sirius, all those other systems. And I've been reading the trade publications. If he continues to grow within 6 months to a year, he will be undisputed number one radio talk show host in the world, eclipsing the great one in talk radio, Rush Limbaugh. Now, we're joined by, of course, George Norrie. We've only got him for about 35 minutes or so because I guess we're keeping him up from his sleep right now, getting ready for his show tonight. I don't know when the guy sleeps. I actually talk to him in the morning sometimes, the afternoon. But George Norrie joins us, and a subject, I don't get into some of the subjects George covers. You know, he took the show 7-8 years ago in a new direction, covering more political stuff and hardcore issues, and we appreciate that. But he does get into some of the metaphysical. But one area I have covered, just because I've talked to family that's experienced it, to Colonel Craig Roberts and others that have experienced it, people who die do go over to the other side. People who are Aboriginal Indians, have never read the Western culture or Bible, have the same experience with angels, golden gates. Some people go to hell and come back. But George has gone further with talking to the dead, Coast to Coast AM host George Norrie. New book that's out, available at Amazon.com, and I've actually ordered one and intend to read it because I'm fascinated with the other side. Who isn't? I want to get into the book, but then obviously in the limited time, George, pick your brain about a couple other issues.
Sure thing. Well, don't do, Alex. How have you been?
Oh, I've been great, and I've worked late a lot, so sometimes when I'm up doing stuff, I listen to Coast to Coast AM a couple days a week, and then don't get any sleep because I get addicted listening.
Well, we get addicted every time you're on the program, too. I can see the skewing in our ratings, Alex, every time you're on Coast to Coast. People just love what you're doing, and I've got to tell you, the alternative world is no longer the alternative world. The things that you do and the things that we've been doing, I think, are becoming regular, important issues worldwide. And everything we've talked about over the years, everything seems to be coming true. And I find that to be not only startling, but absolutely riveting. And, you know, and listeners are beginning to appreciate that.
I know. I mean, you went out on a limb, I don't know, 8 years ago when you took over Coast to Coast weeknights. A lot of people were, wow, this guy's really getting into 9/11 truth, world government, Federal Reserve. And now, I don't want to say we've become passe because we're always pioneering and more cutting edge. But now you've got Glenn Beck and all of them, you know, becoming incredibly popular, covering a lot of the same subjects.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, I will give you credit where credit is due. You are the one who paved the way for everybody to do this. I mean, you know, when I came in, Coast to Coast was the paranormal show. You know, as a matter of fact, people would say, oh, that's the UFO show. And that is now a small portion of what we do because this world has changed. You know, for the last 10 years, this world has gone into such a metamorphosis that if we as broadcasters did not keep pace with that, did not change, did not alter the things we did, we would have been gone, and we had to adjust. And I'm just glad that I was able to get convinced by people who called me about you years ago saying, you got to listen to this guy. Because, as you know, originally I said, man, what do I want to promote another talk show host guy for?
Yeah.
But then, you know, I said, you know what? He's not just a talk show host guy. He's a truth seeker, and we've got to do that on this planet.
Well, you certainly do it on your show. You know, you talk about the paranormal and stuff kind of taking a backseat or being a third of the show now, and I like that direction, but I got to admit, that some of those shows... Because I'm always dealing with such, you know, in-your-face things. That's the show where I'm driving home at 1 a.m. where I'm actually looking in the back seat behind me. That's the show when I get into the house, I go ahead and grab some orange juice and fire up the computer and flick on the, you know, the AM radio 590 here locally and listen. So I think it's really a great mix, and you're a master talk show host, and just amazing, George. And folks, people know I don't kiss up to people. I mean, George really is a master at what he does. I mean, take Austin, Texas. You've got a 50 share, I saw a month or so ago, in the newspaper. And in some areas, you've got a 60 share. I mean, we're talking about, of all radio, period, you've got more than half the listeners in this country.
Well, it's growing. It's a phenom. And I think what we've done is we've touched the pulse of Americans. And they are looking for information. They're looking for people to tell them the truth. And that's what we're doing. And as you were talking about the latest book, Talking to the Dead, as I was leaving the studio last night, in the wee hours of the morning, I saw what I thought was a dead person outside of our studio door. I kid you not. Some guy just flat on his face with his coat over his head, in pitch black. He was dead. He looked dead. A security guard came out and kicked him, and the guy started snoring. And he said, oh, my gosh, I better call the cops and get him away. This planet is going through so many weird things right now. I can't keep track of them. Can you?
No, I can't. In fact, I've reached total overload with the amount of craziness that's going on. Tell us about your book.
Well, the book is called Talking to the Dead, and it is a book about the spirit world and what people are trying to do to communicate with the other side. And it is truly one of the most incredible stories I've ever have done. I wrote the book, Alex, with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who's an expert in the paranormal. And she is a great researcher. And the two of us started investigating the various ways that people are trying to communicate with the other side. And it's really uncanny. Yeah, there are some hucksters out there and some frauds, but there are also some people out there who truly think that they maybe Abe Lincoln will tell you.
Well, I'm going to say this. Because of the political things I get into, I stay out of this because of how it would be used. But I've had some interesting experiences in my life. I'm going to leave it at that. And there is a lot going on this planet out in space that you know, we haven't figured everything out yet. In fact, I don't think we figured out 1% of what's happening. But what about this? I know there are hucksters out there claiming they communicate with the dead, but there's also people who do believe they are, and it surely may be happening. I know that the near-death experiences, when people actually die, they're experiencing similar things. People I really respect, they come back with new knowledge. But what about hucksters on the other side? What about what a lot of Christians believe, that these are actually demons masquerading as the dead with this whole necromancy situation?
That's absolutely true. You just never know what's on the other side. You don't know what's coming across these various portals. I don't play with Ouija boards anymore because you never know what you're going to get. And a lot of people who are extremely spiritual and religious think that we're being tricked. You know, this is the work of the devil, and that they will do anything they can to possess people, to take over. I think most of our politicians, other than Ron Paul, I think they're all possessed.
I do too.
It is unbelievable. And, you know, we're just going through right now one of the most incredible times I have ever seen. In my years, I have never seen the world so topsy-turvy. And my theory is that the globalists are doing everything they can to do this as quickly as they can. And the reason why they're under so much stress and pressure to get this done now is because they know we finally know, and that we've had enough. And
yes,
we're out to push and push and push, and we're not going to stop.
Well, it's like the movie They Live. The sunglasses are now going on. George, I want to come back in the next little segment or two that we have with you. You got to go at 40 after or so, because I know you're busy, and get into Occupy Wall Street, the globalist, what you think from your deep research and all the experts you've talked to, their master plan is. But first, spend a few minutes, because I wanted to get you on because I saw the book had just come out, and you don't like to toot your own horn, but I've read your past books. They're excellent. Give us a snapshot of this new book.
Talking to the Dead is a book that will help people understand what happens to all of us when it's time to chuck out and go to the other side. It will explain the various methods that are out there to communicate with the spirit world. And more importantly, it's affordable, Alex. Amazon.com. I mean, this is going to be in bookstores Tuesday all over the country. But Amazon's selling it right now at like $14 and change. I don't know how they do it. I guess because they don't own real estate, they're able to discount these things tremendously. But it's going up in the charts. And, you know, if every coast-to-coast listener and if every listener to Alex Jones picked up a copy, we'd have a bestseller on our hands.
Well, there's people that don't care about what they do to the world, and I've found they're never spiritual people. I've learned what you do comes back on you many-fold. I guess that's what they mean by the term God-fearing. You don't have to wait till you die to be punished, in my experience. You're punished while you're here and while you're alive. And I've talked to so many family members. My uncle died 6 times when he had a motorcycle accident, and he saw everything Colonel Craig Roberts saw when he died for 10 minutes during cancer surgery. And, you know, the guardian angel that's been there your whole life, that was your imaginary friend when you were a kid, all of that. I'm here to tell you, George, it's real.
It is real. There's no question about it, Alex. And, you know, one day we will all see it on the other side. And, you know, while we're talking about it, condolences to the family of Steve Jobs. I mean, you talk about a new era Thomas Edison. I mean, the guy was an absolute genius. And this planet needs more and more people like that.
Yeah, Steve Jobs, no doubt, was a major genius. And when we come back, we'll speak a little bit more about Steve Jobs and then get into where George Norrie thinks the global controllers are taking us and who he thinks basically commands those heights and where he sees this collision of tyrants and those that love liberty. The new book, ladies and gentlemen, available on Amazon.com first, and that's what they do. They like make you sell it to them at a discount and then slice it down to nothing. So you can get this book that was $24.99 for $14.69 out of the gates, Talking to the Dead with George Norrie. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of George Norrie.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Okay, we're going to take a few calls in the next long segment with George Norrie, but I wanted to, ask George the question here. He was starting to get into this whole New World Order system, and I agree with you. In fact, Brzezinski admits they know the world's waking up to them. Where do you see this collision going between the forces of tyranny and liberty?
We're going to have a world, Alex, of the haves and the have-nots, and as that gap gets wider and wider and wider, we're going to have an implosion. People will get to a point, and it's close now, but it's not quite there. People will get to a point where they will say, enough is enough. We're tired of being taken advantage of. We're tired of getting the short end of the stick. All we want is what's fair. And I think anyone who's running for political office today should be and must be aware of the needs of middle America, or they are headed for disaster. And it's happening. People are upset. I mean, you can see it. You can feel it on people. I mean, wherever you go, you talk to them. They're not happy. Nobody's happy. I've never seen a time, ever, where so many people were just unhappy. Why restaurants are full on weekends? Because people are so depressed, they're going out to drink. I mean, it's just something I have never, ever seen before. You know, I've been through, I was 13 when John Kennedy was assassinated. I went through the Vietnam War era. I've seen it all in my lifetime. But I've never seen a time like right now where more people are so whacked out and upset over what's been going on in all my life. And you see it too, don't you?
Oh, of course. And every year it gets exponentially crazier. And Homeland Security and this whole police state grid that is now admittedly for the American people, if the establishment thinks that that's going to keep us in line, they got another thing coming.
Well, they sure do. I mean, already, you know, cities are beginning to wonder, oh, what did we do with these red light cameras? Why did we put them up? I think they're going to start coming down. Los Angeles is doing away with them. There's a lawsuit in a city near St. Louis.
Most of Arizona took them down because people kept bashing them out.
Well, yeah, not only that, you know, studies have shown that they cause more accidents. You know, because people are so petrified of going through a red light that they will stop immediately and they get rear-ended.
Well, they also got caught, as you know, in San Diego, shortening the yellow light.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's amazing. I just wonder, though, if they're taking down the cameras. They may stop the practice, but what are the cameras still doing up there?
I think you just hit on something really positive, George. I'm seeing a lot of things reverse. I'm seeing when I go out to demonstrate or something, instead of police acting like they hate us, I've been at Federal Reserve demonstrations where I'm yelling at the police or whatever, and they go, hey, buddy, turn your camera off. And the head guy goes, we know it's bad. We know. Listen, we're not bad. So more and more, I'm seeing people wake up.
Alex, 95% of the police officers in this country are good people. They're like us. They're hardworking men and women, and they're put in the middle of all these situations. And, of course, you've got that bad basket of apples. You have that in everything. It's in, you know, it's with doctors. It's with lawyers. It's with all of them. Those are the people who get the bulk of the publicity, the cops that beat up people, that do stupid things. But, you know, by and large, I think if push comes to shove, Americans are going to defend Americans when they have to. And I just think that this world will wake up one day and they will say, enough is enough. We've seen what happened with the Arab Spring. We see what's happening in Greece right now. And believe me, it could happen here. And the Wall Street protests, that's nothing. You know, some of that is contrived. It's created. I'm talking about real core Americans who are fed up with being pushed around, and we need to do something about that. This country should do something dramatically different with the way we tax people, do away with the IRS, go to some kind of fair use tax or something, and give Americans close to 100% of the money to go out and earn. They're just tired and tired of people taking money away from them.
I was talking to a very famous musician today, a household name, and he was describing how he only keeps about 20% of what he makes now after he pays all the lawyers and the fees and the fines and the taxes. And he said, if this continues, you know, he knows a lot of other famous musicians, they're not even going to be able to make a living. And people are like, wow, these guys, no, they used to be rich, but the taxes just go up and up and up, where there's not going to be institutions to even hire people anymore. It's that race to the bottom. It's globalism. I want to talk more about Occupy Wall Street with George Norrie straight ahead. We'll take a few phone calls before he's got to leave us. We'll go to Eric and Kerry, Tim and Tommy at least, or George Norrie straight ahead, and tell you a little bit more about his new book on its way to being a bestseller, Talking to the Dead. It's out this week.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of time.
In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. You could certainly say that about George Norrie. Here's another quote, Thomas Jefferson: enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of body and mind will vanish like phantoms at dawn. Coast2coastam.com. Coast2coastam.com. Is that the best website, George, for people to visit?
Yeah, it sure is. I've asked them to try to get other domains that tie us and link us straight into Coast to Coast, but you've got to put the T-O in the middle of coast2coastam.com. I've always told people, Alex, make it one of your favorites on your computer so you don't have to type it up all the time. That's growing too. But, yeah, I mean, your websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, they're huge. I mean, they're absolutely huge. But I get calls every other day from people about you. I get emails about you.
Enough about me, George. We got you on here. I want to talk to you. But speaking of that, I heard you just mentioning that. Obviously, the execs on the big network you're on know that, you know, you're talented. What, Emmy Award winning news producer from TV, all this stuff. So, but at the same time, all they've got to do is create a simpler domain that'll also point at that one, and I would bet that would probably increase your traffic by 30%. That's conservative. I don't I mean, I heard you just kind of throw that out there, but you guys have got to create a simpler domain.
Absolutely. I think, for example, if you can try it out for me, I haven't. If you do George Norrie, N-O-O-R-Y, GeorgeNorrie.com, I think it takes you straight to our website as well.
Well, that's good, then. I'm not getting off into radio land. I can learn a lot more from you than you can learn from me, but you obviously already know that. I want to go to a few calls here in the time we have for you. George, is there anything else before I go to calls? Because I know you've got to leave soon that you'd like to add.
Well, I just want everybody to know, Alex, that even though it seems like we are in the middle of all this mess, I am still extremely positive about the long-term future of America and of its people. We're going to go through some incredible times. We may go through some world wars, but I still think in the end, humanity is going to make it. And one day, this will be a better place for everybody.
Well, no doubt things have to get bad before people start to appreciate true freedom again. Let's talk to Carrie in Georgia. You're on the air with George Norrie, Carrie.
Hey, Alex. Hey, George. I wanted to tell you, thank you, George. I've been trying to get through to my dad. He's 68 years old. I've been trying to wake him up. And I tell you, the morning that he called me, he says, have you ever listened to this guy, George Norrie? And I said, I knew that I had gotten through to him, and it was because of your program.
Well, thank you. So many family members, Gary and Alex, have gotten together now as a group, as a family, the son, the father, and they start listening to Coast to Coast. And it's something that allows them to talk and get closer to each other. It's really a great feeling for me to know that this program is touching so many lives, whether it's alternative medicine or conspiracy theories, or you name it. I'm having a time of my life doing it. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, George, you know what Superman's uncle tells him. With great power comes great responsibility. I've learned the responsibility of having 3 million listeners a day. What's it like to have 16 million or more? I mean, that is quite a responsibility.
Alex, I'll let you in on a little secret. I broadcast to one person every night. And when you do that, you touch everybody.
You're right.
So I don't think of how many people are listening, because if I did, I'd probably lose it and go crazy. You got to broadcast just to one person, touch that one person, and you'll see the difference.
Imagine how many sports stadiums of 100,000 people is 16 million. I mean, that is incredible. I think about speaking to millions, and it's like, wow. Or making a film that's watched by 30 million people. It's incredible. Did you want to ask any questions, Carrie, before we jump?
Yeah, well, I had a couple of interesting things I wanted to ask you about. Mostly how you see Daryl Issa and Chuck Grassley. You'll hear them talking about Eric Holder and the five memos of July 2010, but you never hear anybody mention that the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act had $10 million of funding for Gunrunner and it. And you never hear anybody talk about the Department of Homeland Security.
But see, you just dropped a bombshell. I knew that months ago and had even forgotten to do a piece on it. The American Reinvestment Act had $10 million in it, and it's come out in testimony. The White House was running this. Holder's been caught lying. Now we learn it's cocaine into the U.S. for guns to Sinaloa, the big cartel. George Norrie, that's a great question. What's your view on this Fast and Furious? Is this Obama's Waterloo?
It may be if it continues to grow and fester. Bottom line, Alex, this has been going on for a long, long time. Years ago I had Daniel Ellsberg on the program, Pentagon Papers. You know, he was the one who pointed out and showed everybody how Lyndon Johnson lied about everything of the Vietnam War. Governments generally lie to its population. It's a sad fact. I don't know what happens to honest politicians when they get into office, but something happens to them, and they begin to do things that are just unbelievable. And in this particular case, if the media stays on it, Holder will probably get tossed out as the Attorney General, and who knows what it would do for President Obama's administration.
Well, George, I've talked to a lot of high-level people. What happens is, whatever your fancy is, it shows up with a bow on it, whether it's money, power, or a beautiful woman, and they just compromise these people. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. George has got to go here in just a few minutes. Let's take another call. Tommy in Tennessee, you're on the air with George Norrie.
Hey, George. Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Good, Tommy. First of all, I'd like to say that the wife and I go into a prayer of agreement every night and every morning for the protection of the crew, you guys, and Ron Paul's family. And also, are you there?
Yes, sir. I appreciate the prayer.
Okay. And also, George, one of my favorite episodes of yours was Patrick Herring on May 4th on the third hour. And, this is, we keep hearing about the global government. We keep hearing about the global economy. Well, now Rick Warren is talking about the global religion that is backed by Bill Clinton and Tony Blair. It's called Chrislam. And I was wondering if one of you would do a segment on it.
Yeah, yeah. Oprah Winfrey, I think she's a nice lady. I think she's deceived. She's funding some New Agey church system. The UN says they want a world religion, George.
Well, I have not been a proponent of organized religion, Alex. You know, I'm a believer in God. Trust me there. And I think everybody has that God-given right to practice and worship the way they want. But I've just never been a fan of organized religion. I mean, I've seen what the churches have done. I've seen what they've tried to do for money. It's just something that I feel we don't need as individuals. Pray and practice within yourself. You can reach your God that way, and it's, you know what, less cost effective, believe me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tommy. Let's do one more, then I'll continue with your calls for George's got to go, though. When do you get shut out, George?
Well, I'll take a little nap after this, and then I'll be ready to go again for another 12-hour day on Coast to Coast AM.
Last call for George. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. Just had a quick comment and kind of wanted to get your take on it. I think we're really to a tipping point, and to George's point earlier that, you know, people really seem, you know, kind of maybe depressed or just, I don't know, perhaps impotent. But I think we're right around the corner politically. Once people, because we're reaching a point where the vast majority of people want some of the same changes politically, you know, the vast majority want to end the wars and draw down troops to some level or another, to stop the violence on the border, the southwestern border, you know, end the domination of special interests over the government, enforce criminal laws on government agents.
And as we push back against the elite, they get more and more clownish in their attempt to dominate us. I see it backfiring. What's your specific question then for George?
Do you think we're ready to start identifying where we agree and then just throwing our entire weight behind these, at least the areas where we agree, so we can start getting political effectiveness back in the country?
I think that's a good final question for George Norrie. George?
One of my favorite lines from the movie Network, from Howard Beale, played by the late Peter Finch, was, just leave us alone. Leave us with our toasters and our radial tires and our televisions. Just leave us alone, please. But then he stopped and said, I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. And I think that's what's happening to people around this planet. They're as mad as hell. They're not going to take it anymore. And governments worldwide should be very aware of that and start realizing that people come first.
Well, the globalists, George, would love it if we just blew up and directed it at capitalism like the guy worth $200 million wants us to do, Michael Moore, because the bankers want collectivism to knock out their competition, as you know. They don't want us to get focused and peacefully take our governments back, or if it explodes, actually go after the power elite. I think they've miscalculated, and I don't see the arrogance in their eyes anymore. I see scrabbling, rat-like fear.
They don't want martial law. They don't want to have to pull out the police force. They don't want to have to do that because they know we will win if that happens. And they're petrified that this is all going to be done and there's nothing. life. You people can have your own destiny. We're out of it.
George, we're getting a little bit of feedback here at the end talking to you. We have some new folks running the show today. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But in closing, what do you think of the idea I've got to go and protest the Federal Reserve itself instead of just capitalism?
Well, I think you can protest, and you have to do it. As, you know what? Thomas Jefferson once said that when we lose control of our nation and our currency, we've lost it. We've got to be able to get that back.
Well, George, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Okay, Alex, my friend. Be well. Keep doing what you're doing. America loves you.
Well, we love you too, George. Take care, my friend. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get Luke Radowski on here with us in just a moment to give us an update on exactly what happened to him. Just to let Genesis know, I'm told we're not going to the network right now. That has not happened in years. And of course, it happened today. So we will attempt to find out exactly what's going on up there on their end. Okay, so we're here. That'll certainly add to conspiracy theories of what was going on there with George Norrie at the end of that interview. Oh God. Let's go to Luke Radowski. Luke, we've been trying to get a hold of you since last night. Tell us what happened, because Rob Jacobson was there, and the next he knew, you'd let a bunch of people down to. The Federal Reserve, which was a great idea, and what happened to you?
I was out there reporting everything that was happening last night. Last day was a crazy, incredible day with thousands and thousands. I've never seen such a huge rally of people in New York City as I did yesterday. We were filming another march that took place after the major march just took place, where people were trying to walk down peacefully, nonviolently, down to Wall Street. The police, of course, overreacted as they always do, set up police barricades, set up police horses, police scooters running over people everywhere, blocking people off, because some people even estimate that there was over 20,000 people in New York City. So they allowed a small number of protesters to go through to try to get into Wall Street, then they blocked off the street, and the remainder of the crowd was left in Liberty Park. Now, these the small amount of protesters, which was still a large amount but compared to the other ones, was brought in there, stopped immediately, and then some protesters decided that they just wanted to peacefully walk and that they were going to try to move across the barricades. And then when that happened, all chaos broke loose, and you see the video from right there on our YouTube channel.
So they were running mopeds into people.
Last night was an incredible, insane day. Most of the action even took place after the major incident that I filmed, where other protesters who walked around the original police barricades tried to come on and help people. There was horses that the NYPD was running at people. People had to run away from horses. NYPD were beating people if they would even, you know, step 1 foot on the street. And I heard people got run over with scooters, people got thrown, beat up violently, just for trying to peacefully demonstrate in the United States of America.
And specifically, what happened to you?
Well, I was out there filming the whole incident, and I clearly have two press badges, press identifications, one even from DCPD, stating I'm a press, and I was there with the Fox News guys right next to me. We were filming exactly what was happening. And then tear gas gets sprayed at us. As soon as the tear gas gets sprayed on us, all chaos breaks loose. Police officers are just swinging the batons like it was a baseball bat. Like it was just insane. And then one police officer comes, puts his side stick sideways, and just spears me in the middle of the gut. And what you don't see in that video is me grabbing my stomach. And as I grabbed my stomach, I had another police officer just forcibly throw me onto the floor. And me and the other Fox News crew landed on top of each other in utter chaos, where, you know, we got stepped on, I think even kicked. As I got up to film again, another protester was thrown. More people were falling all over the place. We got the whole video live streaming on our phone, so you could see the live streaming on our YouTube. And then we were able to post up a high-res version of all the incident on our YouTube channel on youtube.com/VRKings.
Now, so let me get this straight. It was your idea to try to get the general big main march that Soros was trying to co-opt with the unions and people to direct that down towards the actual enemy, the private Federal Reserve. That's what I basically got from Jacobson. Is that what happened?
I mean, I came there mostly to document the proceedings. I know a lot of people there were demanding to go to the Fed. The only problem is some protesters got permits, and in order to not create any hazardous situations, those plans were avoided. But there were many protesters the day before at the General Assembly calling to end the private Federal Reserve, and many people were in approval of that here in New York City. But with this parade permit and with about, some people estimate, 20,000 people, you have to, you know, keep the strict guideline, and it's impossible to read that.
I understand. Stay there. We'll talk to you on the other side. It's Luke Radowski. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, we've been airing this all week. It was Luke Radowski that talked to the self-propelled stomach, Mr. Commie Michael Moore, who says capitalism's the problem, exactly what the megabanks want is to knock out their competition. And I'm told you ran into Amy Goodman, the self-propelled stomach, Michael Moore, all of the banker minions out there masquerading as liberty seekers. What happened, Luke?
Well, you're going to be able to see all the videos. I actually went up to Amy Goodman, and I asked her if the money she got from George Soros has affected her journalism, and she pretty much just ran away, just pretty much hid behind two people and said she didn't want to talk to me and just wanted to be at the protest, which shows so much. met up with Michael Moore and actually got a clarification. I was able to have a pretty long discussion with him about the Federal Reserve, and he seemed up to date about what's happening. And the major general consensus of that Michael Moore video is that, you know, we could have different opinions, different views, but we could be here in the park and we could talk to each other civilly and be able to discuss these ideas. So the Michael Moore video is pretty interesting. He did get into the Fed. He said it is just like a printing press. It shouldn't even be called the Fed. So that was very interesting. And one thing Michael Moore said when he was speaking to the General Assembly is that he is not the leader of this organization. He is not the spokesperson. He is here only to be in support, and he does not want his representation in this. He just wants to be a part of it. That's what he said. And, I mean, that's what's great about the Liberty Park. There's so many people from so many different perspectives who are just fed up coming together and yelling, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Well, Luke, I have called, as you know, since last Sunday for people all over the United States to occupy Federal Reserve locations Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right into next week. We need people to sleep on the street, you name it, and actually occupy the real enemy to draw media attention and shift this whole Occupy Wall Street thing over to the Fed. What's your take on that event?
I mean, I think the more demonstrations, the more campouts, the more protests, the better. But I think altogether, there's the mass movement that we have to all bring together and encompass into one. A lot of people are fed up. The people at Zuccotti Park, at Liberty Park, the Occupy Wall Street kids, this movement has, from my experience, from being there day one, has not been co-opted. It's still grassroots. Yet, I have to say this, yet. It could be very possibly, very easily taken over, but this is all grassroots. Everything's done democratically. I've been working, talking to the committees, talking to so many people, and the whole movement is pretty much depends on the people who come there and work and put in effort to get things accomplished. So if people show up there and make sure it's not co-opted, there's a chance that this thing may even go towards ending the private sector.
Well, that's exactly what our reporters have found. That's what you've reported to us. The mainstream media is trying to act like, these people want socialism and the rest of it. But actually, from what I've seen, they're really figuring out what's happening. And the patriots, the in the fetters like you were there educating them. Are you guys planning to march on the Federal Reserve tomorrow?
I'm going to go down there tomorrow. I'm going to find out exactly what's happening. Everything's still chaotic, but you're definitely right about that last point. I mean, Ed Schultz was down there last night trying to say that there's Obama supporters and that this was the left-wing Tea Party, and people were behind him, shutting him down. He was doing a live set right outside Occupy Wall Street, and people were just screaming for him just to go home and not to try to co-opt this movement. And that's what the mainstream media is trying to do. It's trying to put us in that left-right paradigm, trying to divide and conquer us. But the people here know what's up, and they won't let that happen. This is not a left and right movement. The movement of the people, for the people, and we're just mad as hell, and we're trying to get something accomplished. We're trying to get something done. We got to unite forces. There is a possibility. The Fed,
Luke, we're out of time here. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Obviously, we want you to give us an update tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on the street. In Dallas. I'm going to be on the street in Dallas. Join me there. I'll see you back tonight, 7 o'clock. Luke, stay there. I want to talk to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN.